You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. You know that saying, if you love your job, you will never work a day in your life. Well, that means Clarice Kramer Cataret Grinkovich must really, really love her job. The 99-year-old holds the Guinness World Record for longest continuous career as a bartender, and she has no plans of retiring anytime soon. From Maplewood Tavern near Alpena, we welcome Clarice, as well as her daughter and family historian, Carol Cataret. Carol and Clarice, welcome to Stateside.
Hello.
Hello there. I have to ask, when you started helping out your in-laws at their bar in 1940, how long did you think you might be tending the bar?
I didn't think I'd be there all these years, no. But it was a family affair, and I just stayed there, so, and I'm still there.
Here you are, 78 years later, pulling beers and serving drinks. Clarice, what do you like most about bartending?
Meeting all different people from all over the state and United States, and I even had a few foreigners there this year to meet me, and a lot of wonderful, nice people.
I have to imagine people have said to you, did you ever think, oh, maybe I ought to retire? Did the thought ever cross your mind?
No, not really. What would I do if I did retire? Sit in a chair and pout?
How do you feel about becoming not just a Michigan icon? Here you are now in the Guinness Book of World Records. What does that feel like?
Well, you know, a friend of mine, she's the one that wrote in and got that world record deal, one of our customers and dear friends. Yeah, it gives me a good feeling.
Carol, I'm curious what your thoughts are as you've grown up around the Maplewood Tavern and watched your mother behind the bar. How did your parents and your grandparents instill the bar with such strong family values?
Well, actually, Maplewood Tavern is grandfathered in with a home that is attached right to the bar itself. So I was raised there. And so, yes, I have witnessed from the time I can remember that special bond that my mother refers to as family and friends. Sure, it's changed over time. But basically, if you come into Maplewood and you walk on the floor that we use as a dance floor, that is the floor that was laid in 1924 by my grandfather, Henry Peter Cataret, and his brothers. But imagine 1924 and asking the township of Alpena for a permit to build the place and make it a dance hall. And that's what it was. It was Prohibition. In fact, my grandfather, Henry Peter Cataret, he passed away at a very young age. He was in his early 50s. And he actually did not see the end of Prohibition. It was my grandmother and her hired gentleman that helped run the bar for a good many years, Mr. Anton Andrus. 2 years later, when Prohibition went out, they filed with the state to serve beer and wine, which was granted to my grandmother. And then 1956, when Graham passed away, I was 14 then, my mother and father, at that point, they asked the state for a liquor license, which they were granted. So that's what we run on today, is we do not do fancy drinks, but we are a down-home country bar if ever there was one. And it started that way, and it started with my grandmother and grandfather having it as a dance hall, 25 cents to dance three dances. Grandma employed 10 to 12 musicians to push the sound. Remember, there was no amplifiers then. In fact, some of those musicians were dealing with their family playing music with us when we have jam sessions today.
Clarice, how important is Maplewood Tavern to you and your heart? I guess I'm wondering, what do you hope for the tavern in the future?
Well, I hope it can remain the same if family is there, but it's a place I like to go every day, and I don't do much work there anymore, but I visit with everybody, you know. It's just like a vacation, you know. I'm sure it'll go as long as they can manage it, and then, you know, what are you going to do? Got to give up sometime.
I'm curious, Carol, have things changed at the tavern since your mom started getting more attention? I'm wondering what the regulars think of out-of-towners coming in to meet Clarice and have her pull a beer for them.
They love it. Mother talked about the lady, her name's Shirley Dietlin. She came to me, I think it was 2010, and said to me, "We love your mom so, you know, she's everybody's mom and everybody's friend. We think we should put her name in for consideration for the Guinness Book of World Records." They came to me, they came to neighbors, there was letters written. I had to tell a couple of white lies and tell Mother I had lost her birth certificate, because one of the things that they were adamant about was they needed a birth certificate. And of course, you can't get those things unless the person is with you.
Ah.
And I can remember Mother saying, "Well, I gave you one of them a couple times." I said, "I lost them." So anyway, a year later, maybe May or first part of June, and Shirley came to me and said, "We got it." She said she's in the Guinness Book of World Records, Carol. There was another man, like he was 84 at the time, that was, I think, in England, that was the only one that could come close to her. So, in fact, it's been checked. She still is the forerunner in that category, and I can't imagine how anybody's going to catch her.
I was just thinking that. That's going to be a pretty tough record for anybody to break. So if somebody wants to try to come and meet you and meet your mother, Carol, the best times would be on a comfortable, not too hot day. From what times?
The best thing to do is come Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, anytime after 3 o'clock.
All right. And you're not right in Alpena. You're outside. No. You're a country tavern. How important do you believe Maplewood Tavern is to Alpena and the surrounding area?
Well, this is going to sound a little on the bragging side, but you're asking me a question, and this is the best way to answer it. I'm going to give you what went on last Saturday. I think at that point it was fairly warm, so we decided not to go over until 4. When we got there, the yard was full of cars. This was a complete wedding party and their guests. They came there before they went on to go to their regular wedding reception elsewhere. But they stopped at Maplewood first. Must have been 70 of them. They leave, and some more folks come in. If there's 60 people in there, or 70 people, usually this time of the year, the people that frequent Maplewood are there more often on Friday night. Those are the ones that get together, our old friends and neighbors and relatives and so on and so forth. But on Saturday night, at least three-quarters of them were brand new. They'd never been to Maplewood. I can tell you this much. Since Mother was named to the Guinness Book of World Records for being the longest continuous bartender in the world, we have made a lot of friends from everywhere. It's been absolutely amazing. And she has no problem meeting and greeting them and talking with them and getting her picture taken with them.
Well, I'm going to tell you, all of us in the stateside office were saying we need to get up and meet Clarice and meet Carol and see the Maplewood Tavern for ourselves. So you never know. We might just all come piling in sometime. Thank you to both of you so much for sharing your story with us, Carol and Clarice. It has been a pleasure to talk with you on Stateside.
Thank you for finding your way to us. We appreciate you very, very much. And we hope that everybody that would like to come will, you know, give us a little bit of a phone call beforehand, and we'd be glad to meet and greet you and be glad to have you there.
Clarice, thank you for talking with us.
Well, okay. Thanks for talking to you. I enjoyed it very much. Thank you.